busy here this morning, Jeff. All the stalls are open that have got people in. Though I do notice that you've got one or two stalls that are vacant. You're looking for people. Is this why you've decided to do something like pop-up shops?
Yeah, we've got four or five empty stalls in the butter market at the moment. And we thought we'd sort of widen the scope to have pop-up stalls rather than the pop-up shops. But based on the same principle, we're quite willing to be approached by people who've got ideas about wanting to come into the butter market for maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 days or probably 4 or 5 days. We can facilitate, you know, what their requirements are. In other words, an outlet in the middle of Hereford, city centre, undercover, 6 day a week trading we've got, so definitely Saturday available for the traders. We like to think that people can approach us with different type of stock to what we currently have. What we're after is that shopper experience, widening it, and a bit of more vibrance. So, you know, if people can bear that in mind, come and have a look in the butter market, see what's here, and then come in with something different, a new concept.
Well, I'm going to go down now and have a chat to a couple of ladies who I know have come to have a pop-up stall. They normally trade outside the city centre. Now they've come to take up your opportunity. I'll go and see how they're getting along.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, this is very exciting, having walked down through the butter market and looking at the very familiar stalls that I'm used to seeing, the sort of haberdashery, the little cafes and the butchers and things. And then I find that Lizzie May Vintage has popped up. So how did you hear first that you were going to get one of these shops here, Sharon?
Well, we'd approached other sort of premises in town, and the pop-up phenomenon hasn't really reached Hereford yet. So we approached the butter market and you know, we've managed to secure a pitch for 2 days, which is brilliant.
What's it going to mean to you, Fran, to have these 2 days here, right in the centre of Hereford?
Well, it brings Lizzie May Vintage into town, so obviously you get a lot of passing trade, and it just heightens our, or other people's awareness of our little shop that's down at Wymarsh Street in the Antique Centre.
I don't know, Sharon, you're quite well established down there at the Antique Centre. But is this sort of dipping a toe in the water, perhaps, to bring Lizzie May in somewhere more central?
Yeah, definitely. Just to sort of get us out there and to try and, you know, as Fran said, to raise awareness to people that don't know we exist. You know, we've got so much stock that we can't actually fit it in our little unit in the Antique Centre. So this is ideal opportunity to sort of showcase some of our stuff for the first time as well.
I thought there were some things on the rails that I hadn't seen last time I went down to the